Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight for all your blessing that you have bestowed on us as we go to the Word of God. We thank your Word is rich, it's powerful. And if anybody else needs to be dismissed, you can go ahead. Amen. Come on, Junior's coming tonight. He's going to share with us tonight, so let's receive him as he come. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, for your mercy, for your peace, for your love, for your joy, for your strength. Father, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for what you have to say tonight. Thank you for the word that you've put in my heart. Lord, I thank you that the people have the heart to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. What I have tonight is nothing new, nothing, well, I won't say it's not profound, but because it is profound, it's always profound, always will be profound, but it's nothing new, but it's something that we always need to hear. It is paramount for the believer and the non-believer. It is paramount for every person born into this world. It is essential that everyone knows and everyone has the opportunity to make a decision based on what is spoken tonight. And it's based around what has been established from the beginning. So we'll go from there and see where the Lord leads us. In today's world, people have all sorts of agendas and all sorts of ideologies and perspectives and proclivities. And they try to proclaim their thoughts and their beliefs and their ideas and the way they think things should be. And some of the ideas are a good thing, some less so. Some definitely not at all. But when it comes down to it, it's all for naught if you don't meet this criteria. It's essential that you know your spiritual condition and you know who you are. It's essential that you understand and grasp that there is more to you, there's more to me, there's more to us than this physical body. There's more to us than our emotional state. There's more to us than the thoughts we think. We are spirit beings. We have souls, we have mind, will, and emotions, and we live in this body. And it is paramount that we understand that when we are born to this world, we may be born innocent, but we're born into a spiritual condition that is destined for a place of destruction. It is a spiritual condition that will lead us to somewhere that no one, no human being was intended to ever go. But nonetheless, because of the actions of one, many have suffered. But I'm here to tell you today that there's good news. Because even though the actions of one condemned many, also the actions of one redeemed much. It is the spiritual condition of each person born into this world that they are destined for hell, and that is the direction they're headed if they don't make this choice. But if they make the right choice, heaven can be their home. Heaven can be their destination. Heaven can be their direction. Being able to connect with the Most High God is something that they have full right and full access to if they'll make the right choice. The enemy wants nothing more than to blind the minds and eyes of the people of this world to cause them to believe that either he doesn't exist, or that he poses no threat, or that even their spiritual condition can be mitigated by other means, that they can do good deeds and get by and get into heaven, that they can go by the way of other gods and other idols and other paths and other avenues to get to heaven. But there is only one way.